This piece was brought to you by Brooklyn Slate, brooklynslate.com.
HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
Pleasure. What foods put you in the mood? Are truffles really titillating? Or is it all just folklore? Among the foods most associated with sexiness, oysters, chocolate, and chili peppers usually come to mind. Chili peppers can put spice in your life because the heat effect is immediate. Aphrodisiac Foods Authority and author of Fork Me, Spoon Me, Amy Riley says that chili peppers have been held for centuries as an aphrodisiac because they affect your endorphin level.
They raise your body temperature, so you're a little more tempted to throw off all your clothes, of course. And they make your lips more plump. They'll actually irritate the skin of your lips, and your lips will plump up, and you'll look much more kissable to anyone sitting across the table from you.
Amy says that chocolate is probably the most legendary aphrodisiac food, but its saucy effects are more psychological than scientific.
If you eat enough chocolate, you can kind of get this rush that's very similar to sexual pleasure. And it's true, that can happen. However, an English scientist discovered a few years back that the average-sized woman would have to eat maybe 20 pounds of chocolate in one sitting in order to kind of achieve that orgasmic feeling.
What about oysters? Casanova apparently ate 60 of them a day. So are these guys really the Viagra of the sea? Oysters contain high levels of zinc, which controls progesterone levels, and that has a positive effect on the libido. But do they have an instantaneous effect? Not likely. Sexual health educator and affiliated faculty of the Kinsey Institute for Research in Sex, Deborah Herbenick says there are no specific foods that have properties that bring on sudden desire.
So, you know, the foods that we often think of as aphrodisiacs, you know, are really things like avocados and oysters, and, you know, those are the ones that have a lot of folklore around them. And, you know, one of the common elements for many of them is that they actually have visual elements that look like people's genitals, right? There is something to be said for maybe some people having had their imagination inspired, if you will, and then having sex from that. But if people like something and they think it might add to their sex life, then more power to them.
So what foods should be avoided on date night? Greasy and heavy foods are a no-no for someone with lusty ambitions. Those foods will cause you to feel tired and bloated. Beer should also be avoided because, let's just say that being drunk in the bedroom is not a great recipe for success. So go ahead and peel that mango. Eating foods you love that are good for you are sure to make you happier and healthier, and that is helpful in any situation. I'm Sari Kamen for HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
Heritage Radio Network is a member-supported nonprofit organization broadcasting over 30 live shows a week. To learn more and donate, visit our website or connect with us on iTunes, Stitcher, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram for more. The song used in this piece is the Knife Show remix of Tennille, All Right, Okay. Thanks for listening.